Understanding executive functioning disorder. Executive functioning disorder is linked to other conditions, such as ADHD, which also affect a person's ability to learn, organize daily activities, or practice socially acceptable behavior. There is also a link with brain injuries, as a change to the frontal lobes in the brain, which control the three main areas of symptoms, behavior, learning and organization, can lead to an individual behaving in a manner which may indicate executive functioning disorder. Autism, depression and anxiety can also affect an individual's behavior, learning and ability to organize themselves. Executive functioning disorder is often a part of the connected conditions, and it doesn't have its diagnosis, as it is not recognized as an official condition. Executive functions are mainly responsible for behavior. The executive functions control overall behavior, meaning that any change to this brain area can cause behavioral challenges or a lack of empathy towards others. Organization. An individual with executive functioning disorder may be challenged to organize specific areas of their life. This could include remembering to pay bills on time, meeting deadlines at work, overall punctuality, and even sticking to a daily routine. This may lead to other negative emotions and mental health problems such as depression and anxiety. Learning. Someone with executive functioning disorder may have difficulty absorbing information. Individuals with this condition may also often have a poor attention span and multitasking skills, meaning a young person at school might have trouble completing classwork. It can also cause issues with the academic experience. People with this condition often have challenges remembering things over the short term, meaning learning information in class can be a stressful experience. Executive functioning disorder causes. Several related conditions can affect the frontal lobe area of the brain, such as ADHD, autism, depression, and anxiety. ADHD, in particular, can significantly impact behavior, learning, and organization due to the primary symptoms being hyperactivity and restlessness. These symptoms of ADHD can lead to challenges with social interactions, challenges at work or in class, and difficulties for a person to organize themselves. It's important to remember that there are also some temporary causes for issues with executive functions. If you or a loved one have experienced exhaustion, be it only for a couple of days or a more prolonged period, the stress on the mind and body can lead to difficulties with cognitive function. Monitoring the symptoms in case they continue longer would be advisable. Injuries to the brain can also lead to problems with executive functioning, which can explain a dramatic change in someone's behavior. Differences in brain development. The prefrontal cortex, part of the frontal lobe, is an area of the brain that controls executive functioning and significantly impacts an individual's behavior and ability to organize themselves and absorb information. If any diseases or injuries damage the prefrontal cortex, an individual can experience challenges with their ability to function at school, work, or home. However, much like with learning difficulties, an executive function disorder has no impact on intelligence. Two chemicals in the brain are used to influence impulses and sustain a level of focus. These chemicals are dopamine and norepinephrine, which is also known as noradrenaline. People with executive functioning issues are often experiencing a blockage within their prefrontal cortex, meaning that norepinephrine can't reach that area of the brain. This series of events can cause difficulties with impulse control and attention span, which can cause challenges for people with executive functioning problems. Genes and heredity. According to some studies, there is a strong link between the usage of executive functioning skills and the genes inherited by a child. This means that if a parent has problems using their executive functioning skills, then there is a high likelihood that their child will too. Diagnosing and treating executive functioning. There are a few different tests that a GP can use to decide which condition an individual has. However, as executive functions are also part of other conditions, it's possible for a diagnosis of a different condition to be made instead of further investigations into the possibility of executive functioning disorder. For example, ADHD can affect executive functions and can often be diagnosed alongside, or instead of, executive functioning disorder. It is also possible for an individual to be tested for brain conditions, such as stroke or a brain tumor, to rule out any other possible causes of symptoms. But if a doctor decides to persevere and further investigate the executive functions, several test assessments can be used. Other assessment options, such as verbal fluency and card sorting, will also give an accurate idea of how efficiently the executive functions are performed. Following a diagnosis, treatment options can include various medications. There are other options, such as talking therapies. CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, can encourage individuals to acknowledge behavioral issues and focus on changing their thought processes and how they approach their daily lives. Conclusion. The executive functions are found in the prefrontal cortex, within the frontal lobe. They influence a person's behavior, ability, or organization and how efficiently they can absorb new information. Challenges with executive functions can be inherited, but they can also result from a brain injury or a brain condition. Any issues with executive functions can cause significant challenges in an individual's life. They can lead to difficulties with social interactions, meeting deadlines or paying bills on time, recalling information at school or work, or learning new skills. Challenges with executive functions are often part of other conditions, such as ADHD, where there is a lot of overlap with the symptoms. But the symptoms on their own are known as executive functioning disorder,